From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans of Bleed Blue Show. This is the Dugout Podcast, talking to MLB Baseball. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher. I just finished watching the Yankees game. The Yankees win over the Washington Nationals in the second game of today on Monday, June the 18th. They lost the game earlier today off the suspended game. I'll talk about that in a few, but as far as a nightcapper, a good win for the Yankees. They get off the two losing game streak. Snide winning a game 4-2 over the Nationals in the second game, but losing the first game off the suspension game resuming in the sixth inning. They lost that game earlier today in the afternoon, so the Yankees get the split back in D.C. Now they got to go back at home versus a stingy Seattle Mariners team, a team that I thought would have been doing this last year. So they got their work against them coming up at home at the homestand versus the Seattle Mariners. But let's talk about this game versus the Washington Nationals, and then I'll touch bases on the Rays series as well. Winning 3 out of 4 versus the Rays, but it just, I know they won 3 out of 4, and you take what you get, win the series, and move on. But you have to me, you really got to get these sweeps when you can, man, especially inferior opponents. And I thought the Yankees left a lot of guys on base on Sunday versus Tampa Bay versus a mediocre starting pitching. But the Yankees did what they did, win 3 out of 4, and, of course, at home, then this national game. Giancarlo Stanton, I want to start off with him. In the last game, going in this particular game, getting a 4-hit night, and I was thinking about it, and I know there's been a lot of chatter with a lot of Yankee fans. Is when is he going to get going? I think not necessarily for me. It's really with the home runs. It's more so about getting on, just getting quality at bats and getting good hits, man. Just getting on base and getting some production per se. And the 4-hit night is a good sign headed into the Seattle series. And you got the chance to see him with that 2-run double in the seventh inning and really did what he did with that at-bat at the top of the seventh inning, really off of a 3-0 count. You ripping that change at the left center field, making it a 4-2 lead. And I know I could get real nitpicky as far as, you know, they could really blew it wide open with many men on base and Greg Bird leaving 3 men on base at the end of the inning. But speaking of Giancarlo Stanton, I thought he had a very good night, a very good night at the plate, and they did what they needed to do to get these runs. Even with Sonny Gray pitching, I thought he was okay, not great, not bad, but he seems to do very pretty decent on the road. I happened to get the chance to see him on the road this year in person and saw him at the Baltimore game, and He pitched pretty decent in that game on that Friday night in Camden Yards, and not too far from Camden Yards, about 45 minutes down in Washington, D.C. He pitched a decent game, kept the guys in it. And Aaron Hicks, you saw good Aaron Hicks and you saw bad Aaron Hicks. The good Aaron Hicks, I guess you could say, he had the big 2-run home run to get the Yankees the lead in the game, propelling the win for the Yankees, getting the lead. And then it was a situation I saw with Aaron Hicks in the eighth inning where they could have got tacked on a little bit, a couple of more runs. I don't know if that was management. I don't know if it was analytics. I don't know what it was. In the sense of they decided to, when they had Clint Frazier get on base, and he took second base because of an error thrown at first base, you know, you should have moved Clint Frazier to third base. That's, I thought they would have done with Aaron Judge behind him, get Aaron Judge going, who's kind of been on and off per se, get him a sack fly, get him going, get him some contact. And they elected to swing at the ball, and he struck out. I say all that to say, man, I thought they could play some better manufacturing baseball, and that's one of the concerns I do have with this team. I know as great as the record has and all these home runs that guys been hitting, but a lot of these guys are not hitting well. I mean, we're talking about Gary Sanchez, even though he had a home run over the weekend, but hitting for average, Greg Bird, who still hasn't really gotten into a groove yet. It's going to take him time, and I think I expected it for him to take time to get into a groove. I mean, a lot of the rookies, Miguel Andujar and Gleyber Torres, they pretty much kind of held down a lot of the fort of the last several weeks for this team. Didi Gregorius is starting to hit the ball a little bit well. He had a couple of home runs over in the Tampa Bay series, but it's really not about the home runs. It was more about contact on the ball, and he had the terrible May slump. But on a Giancarlo Stanton level, just good for him to get on base, get hit quality bats, and that was a big two-run double to get the extra run. And I really like the fact that he had one for had a four-hit night. That thing that was really key for him. Now going back to the earlier game today, the earlier game with the suspension from the May 15th game, I believe it was May 15th was the date, and the Yankees coming back. Back to D.C. And I don't know the cause for concern with Chad Green, per se. I've seen the situation with him giving up a lot of home runs this year, especially in middle of relief, but probably up to his fourth or fifth home run. And that huge home run earlier today, DeSoto, who seems like to be a very good player, man. He's only 19 years old. He belted a huge home run in the right center field in that first game today. And Chad Green, I know that with the pitch selection, it was all gas. He threw four straight fastballs, and Soto locked in on one and really ripped it somewhere in the middle deck and right center field. And that pretty much was the difference in the game. There was some bad base running early today with Gary Sanchez at second and the fly ball to left field. I don't know what Gary Sanchez was thinking, going too far at second. Maybe thought it was going to drop in for a hit, and then Soto actually made the catch in left field and threw out or tagged out Gary Sanchez at second earlier today. Bad base running, bad communication, and just a bad pitch that caused the Yankees to lose the first game of this series. Oh, not even the first game of the season, but the suspension game on this Monday. And then the second game, seeing the chance that he had the Yankees with the big home run by Hicks, and then, of course, the four hits by Stanton. A good, decent pitcher from Sonny Gray today, definitely needed it. The bullpen, I know there's another moment in this game I don't want to forget. Don't want to forget the Jonathan Holden situation. I thought that was a very, very key sequence of pitches he had in this game, in the second game, in the bottom of the sixth. Got to give kudos to Jonathan Holden. I think that was the best half of inning I've seen him pitch since he's become a Yankee. Because normally when he usually comes in, it's really not non-threatening situations, non-situations where he's going to give up a lot of it's not a crucial part of the game. But this was really, really big in the sense of he had that huge battle with Reynolds at bat. I think he had 12-pitch at bat with Reynolds. He kept on fouling off a lot of balls. Reynolds did a good job of laying off a couple of a slider and the change-ups, but he did get him out. He did strike him out. And then the very next batter was Daniel Murphy. He did get him out on three pitches. He saw two straight fastballs, and then that third change-up got Daniel Murphy out. And then on the next batter, he was able to get Severino. I thought Holder had an excellent bottom of the sixth inning, and definitely would help his confidence. And you could see him the way he walked off the mound, pumping, and yelling in excitement, as he should. Thought he did an excellent job, Jonathan Holden, in the bottom six. I think that was part of the key of winning this game. Not just because of the runs, but the situation the Yankees had with men on base, on the corners, no outs, and the Yankees were able to get out of the inning without giving up anything, and they got to give credit to Jonathan Holden on that. Very, very good inning for him, man. That's pretty much the two Nats games. You get the split. I know I saw a little bit of Aaron Boone's press conference after the first game, and they were really, really bogging down on him as far as his opinion on Soto pitching him, because he had a little bit of success versus the Yankees up until this point this year. So, touche, man, touche. What else do I see out of this game? I mean, just moving on to the Mariners series. It wasn't the end of the world, you know. I feel that the Yankees could pretty much win a lot of these games. Should be sweeping. I think they left that Tampa Bay game. I thought they left that on the table, no doubt. But leaving that for where it was, getting the win, heading into the Mariners series, it wasn't going to be the end of the world. But I don't think this part of the season you want to go into a 3-game losing streak. The Nationals haven't played good baseball, and they've kind of slipped in a sense in the NL East. Losing that the way the Yankees lost on Sunday, I just didn't feel that going into this Mariners series, you wanted to go in on a 3-game losing streak. So it was really good that they got the win, and the Red Sox is pretty much right there neck and neck in the top of the AL East. So you got to get all the wins that you possibly can, man. You definitely do, man. Moving on to the Tampa Bay Rays series, I'm going to go back to a couple of games. Number one, Wilmer Font on the Sunday game did it when they needed to do. He only pitched half the game, got you 4 2/3 innings. But I just can't believe how many runners the Yankees left on base. It just seems like I liked it with the sense of they do get a lot of home runs. Don't get me wrong. They do get a lot of those. Sometimes you just need a simple base hit, man. They just left like so many guys on base. I mean, 0-7 with runners in scoring position. You got to give them a break. I mean, you're not going to hit them all. You're not going to hit them out of the park all the time. Even the rookies struggled in that game on Sunday between Andujar and Torres with a combined 0-8. With Tampa Bay already up 1-0, and they had Matt Duffy had that key two-run single to make it 3-0, and that pretty much won them the game. And the Yankees could have get nothing going in that game. And kudos to CeCe. He pitched very good. It went 7 innings, 8 up innings. Didn't have to really use a lot of the bullpen. Got you 10 strikes, 3 earned runs. Then that came early in the game. He really settled down. The Yankees just could not get any runs from him on Sunday. And I think I really wanted to complete the sweep versus the Tampa Bay Rays. Definitely do. So, you know, I just think all in all, still overall pretty good. I would say the overall series was a B plus, A minus for the Yankees. Nothing too bad, man. I think they held their own and did a good thing. So, moving on, would have loved the sweep. Just certain guys, like I said, they got to get going. It's Greg Bird, Gary Sanchez. Those two really, really come to mind. I think Aaron Judge is not as bad as in a slump. Like those two guys I have mentioned. But Gary Sanchez had the big hit, the right field on, I believe it was Friday's game. He had a huge hit, and the right fielder muffled the ball and ended up getting that extra run across the plate. I think that was key for him at that particular time. Wanted to see more production out of the middle of the lineup. And who knows what's going to go with this Brett Gardner situation, too, with him being a little nicked up and then called up Clint Frazier. And you saw Clint Frazier getting on base tonight. Love the fact that he brings that to the table, man. As far as Clint Frazier is a spark plug, we're going to see a lot of him for the next several weeks as well as they sent down Ronald Torres. I will also add, and I want to give congratulations to Jonathan Lasiga, the pitcher, the rookie, coming up from Double A, the pitcher from Nicaragua who pitched on Saturday. He looked pretty good, man. Giving you 5 innings, they didn't want to burn his arm out and kept him on the pitch count. Actually, that was a Friday game. I apologize. That was that Friday game. And he looked very good, man. And Severino did what he needed to do on Saturday. But as far as the Saiga, man, he did a great job utilizing keeping the Tampa Bay Rays pitchers, batters off base, man, for real. Didi had a good game in that game. Sanchez got to get some hits. Overall pitching has been all right. A couple of bullpen blunders. You know, you give up the big home runs. It's not as been dominant as it was last year. But to say with the Yankees, the bullpen overall has been okay. Chapman did a good job. He gets you into some jams. Sometimes his slider is not on point, and then that's pretty much been the key to his success the last season, is working, really utilizing that slider, becoming more of a pitcher than just a flamethrower. And Dellin Betances has done an excellent job coming out of the pen. Hopefully that definitely continues to keep up. And I know a lot of Yankee fans are definitely still on edge, not trusting him full save because of all the blunders that he went through last year. I would like to say that when it comes to Dellin Betances, man, he's done an excellent job. He pitched an excellent eighth tonight versus the Nationals. Really, really using that curveball, using the fastball in and out of each corner of the plate. Definitely did a great job tonight. So I wanted to keep this short and simple. Definitely going to be back talking Yankees baseball next Monday here on the Dugout Podcast. So overall, I'm really satisfied as a Yankees fan. I'm definitely good where they are. Just need to improve some of the manufacturing of these hits and some of the things I do question. They always swing a bust. I mean, they can move guys over, like I said, with the Aaron Hinds situation. Definitely did not like that, how they play that out. Overall, looking good. Very on a good record pace as far as wins. Over 500, 20 plus games over 500. So all good. So just got to keep up it up, man. Just got to keep it up. So I will. I'm gonna conclude this early here on the Dugout Podcast. The schedule is up there on BleedBlueShow.com. It's all the rest of the shows for the rest of this week. Check out all the archives talking boxing, NFL, talking NBA, and also is the NHL here on the Bleed Blue Show. So I'm gonna sign off the post game versus the Nats. The Yankees win the second game over the Nationals, lose the first game in the suspended game, so they get the split in D.C., and now we got the series versus the Mariners. It is on the way to in Tampa Bay versus the Rays. BleedBlueShow.com, audio archives on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. Sangre al Sur, ladies and gentlemen, Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.